With only 6 days to go until the start of the autumn term, Harriet and her parents, plus Carrie and Joel, were meeting the headmistress of King's Melford Junior School. Harriet was counting the days until the children would go to school. Once they were there, it would give her and her parents some much-needed breathing space. But more importantly, it meant that Harriet could make a start on finding a job. The school was just as Harriet remembered it, an expanse of depressing Victorian brickwork. But despite its daunting appearance, both Harriet and Felicity had enjoyed their time there. The headmistress, Mrs. Thompson, was a plump woman in her mid-50s with a shaggy perm and gold-hooped earrings.
"And you two must be Carrie and Joel," she said with excruciating cheerfulness. "We're all looking forward to having you here with us."
Carrie gave the woman a cool stare. Joel edged away.
"And now that you're such a big boy starting school," she laughed, giving Joel Silky a disapproving look, "you'll be able to leave that at home, won't you?"
"Now then," she continued to the adults, "I thought we'd have a little look round and then stop for a little chat in my office."
"Where I might give you a little slap, you irritating woman," thought Harriet as they fell in behind her. The building looked as if nothing had been spent on it since Harriet and Felicity had been pupils. The walls were all bare, and Mrs. Thompson was currently explaining the reason for this.
"It's always a bad time to see a school between terms, but once we're underway next week, these walls will be beautifully decorated with children's artwork. The place will really come alive."
She pushed open a door and suddenly turned on Carrie.
"This will be your classroom."
They dutifully trooped in. Harriet didn't know exactly how old she'd been, but this had been her classroom at some stage. She could remember being told off for talking, when she should have been listening to the teacher read out some dreary poem. She'd been talking to Miles McKendrick. In those days, he hadn't enjoyed English. Like her, he had preferred maths. Ironically, he'd gone on to study English at university, as his brother Dominic had done, and he now ran Novel Ways, the bookshop over in Maywood. She kept meaning to get in touch with him, but since she'd moved back permanently, the days had just slipped by. She decided to give him a ring soon. Having an old friend around would go a long way to cheering her up. When they were back out into the corridor, she felt a hand slip through hers. It was Joel, his eyes brimming with tearful misery. Leaving the others to go on, she bent down to him.
"What is it, Joel?"
"I want to go home,"
he whispered, his lower lip trembling.